thing is almost as silly looking as Skeletor himself.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls,
I'm in the mood for something just a little bit wild.
God!
Now or never, here it comes.
Take yourself on a journey into the unknown.
Yeah!
Are you ready?
Attention.
We came, we saw, we kicked its ass.
This is good stuff. I want to share something with you.
You're listening to Motorcycle Madhouse Radio, WMMR-DB Rockford.
How you guys doing? Welcome to the show. It's hump day, and I heard China Doll has something in store for us today. I guess it's going to be a nasty, dirty strip tease. I am looking forward to this one. She's all bundled over here in her underwear and stuff because I love having the windows open during this fall chilly weather. So, what's up, Tina?
I don't have underwear on. It's in my pocket.
You have no underwear?
No. It's in my pocket.
Only I would not notice that.
Well, it's not like I can hold it up in front of, like, myself, because then everybody's going to see what color they are.
So you're just in a body sweater now.
I'm in a floor-length sweater and a tank top.
Oh, my goodness gracious. You know, the stuff I have to deal with on this show. You imagine if, you know, we were FM radio and stuff, and we were in one of the studios
we
in
gone.
Chicago. They'd be like, what the hell are you guys doing in there?
We gone.
Fuck. Only on this show, man, the Morning Hoot, would we go through something like this.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Don't forget to go over and subscribe to the Instagram. Doing a lot more over there. I actually learned a lot more how to work the Instagram account. Gonna go live over there on Thursdays. So, how was work last night? Hollywood was kind of upset. We'll go through that in a minute. I do want to get something out there about Skeletor the Oompa Loompa. He is going around telling everybody, people do not know how long he was in the club. Here's a little 411 for you guys. The day he got kicked out of the club, and yes, he did get kicked out of the club because myself and Black Dragon were contacted by the Thug Riders, and they made sure to let us know that he was no longer in the club. He does not speak for the club, and I know Black Dragon will be having more of this coming out soon. They contacted him first, then they got a hold of me. They're not happy, I can tell you guys that. His fake persona is just ridiculous at this point. His whole channel was made on Thug Riders. We seen a comment where he says, well, you know, I want to keep that private. Bullshit, you built your channel on the shit. This dude goes back and forth. He can't keep the shit straight, so that's that. So BD's going to have more coming out soon on that kind of stuff. Anyway, getting into good stuff. What are you doing? What are you trying to mimic? Flashdance or something?
Yeah, basically. I just posted your picture of Skeletor.
Oh, I got a better one than that one. I got a better one than that one. Oompa Loompa power, # Oompa Loompa. You know what's funny though? His supposed brave ass won't come on the round table. He don't want to come on the round table because we'll smash his ass.
He a big baby.
It is.
He's a big baby.
Then he claims, oh, I'm going to slap. Dude, you couldn't slap your fucking pecker, you freaking Oompa Loompa. You need a freaking stool to stand up. Anyway, yesterday we were talking about divorce.
Well, you were. I was at work, remember?
Well, I was watching you and, you know, we were going to be talking about divorce. And how it affects kids, and I want to get your opinion on that. That's why we're starting this off. We got a lot of other stuff to talk about today. But I think it's a very important subject to talk about because it always seems men they leave their kids behind.
Yeah.
And I believe...
It's like a rarity to hear a woman left.
Mm-hmm.
It does happen, but it's a rarity. You don't hear about it as often as you hear the guy left.
Mm.
I have actually a couple friends that are divorced with kids.
Mm-hmm.
And there's numerous situations where, I'll just concentrate on my one friend that has a son and a daughter. And the son does not always want to go by dad's house.
Mm-hmm.
Because he's not a fan of dad's new girlfriend.
Right.
So there's always arguments.
Mm-hmm.
Because I guess it's a court-ordered thing. He goes every other weekend and so much time out of the summer or whatever. So, and holidays and whatever. And he doesn't always want to go because he does not like the new girlfriend.
Mm-hmm.
So then that causes a lot of drama.
Well, that's correct, but...
But I think at a specific age, which I know in some states there are, the kids have, you know, their own choices and their own opinions.
Well, that's another argument and that's another subject.
But
what does it do when a kid doesn't have a father around or a two-person, you know, because things are different now. Maybe they're two mothers or two dudes. And one of them leaves, and it screws up their head, and it you see the downslide of a kid, where they turn inward, they get into more trouble, they cause a lot more problems. The morality starts.
Well, I've noticed that since she and her husband have been divorced, that his personality and demeanor has changed.
Mm-hmm.
And he's got his moments where he comes in and he like won't even like say hi, where he used to be all happy go lucky.
It affects them deeply.
Yeah. And then there's recently, you know, he got in a little bit of trouble, you know, at school, and you know, and it's like it's tough. It's really tough.
Well, if you look at the south side or west side of Chicago, that has to be a shining example of what happens when there is not a family unit.
Mm-hmm.
You get out there, they're shooting each other, they're breaking and entering, they're getting into all kinds of gang shit. It used to be not like that in the African American community. Back in the 40s, 50s, and 60s, there was a family unit. And then you've seen the drug epidemic of the 70s with heroin, and then the crack cocaine in the 80s, and the family unit started to get broken up. 90s, they came out with that crime control bill, and then in the 2000s, it's Chirac. I think it leads back to the family unit. That... And I hate to say it, but games like GTA, where you can go around the whole game just killing people. And I think it's desensitized the kids.
Oh, there's more games than that now, but I'd say that one was... I mean, I used to hear kids talk about that one all the time and be like, dude, you just seen all the hookers I ran over.
Mm-hmm.
Or got out and beat up, and it's like, okay.
Grandpa Slayer was married 22 years, got divorced, and his kids were older, but it affected them big time. That's how traumatic a divorce really is to kids.
And the thing is I don't think it matters what the age is of the kids either.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to affect them.
They can be full-grown adults.
Yeah, and there's going to be an effect.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's a lot harder when they're young, you know, like under the age of, I don't know, I'd say maybe 10, because, and if you go even younger than that, they don't understand what's going on.
Right.
And they get highly confused.
Well, highly confused, they start acting up in school. You know, I bang on teachers all the time, but they do got to deal with some incidences.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they got to deal with some violent kids sometimes.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. I've heard stories of violent kids in some of the schools. When Corey, our son, was in middle school, there was an incident where this one kid, who was being raised surprisingly by just his dad.
Right.
But, you know, it was a boy, and he was being raised by his dad. I don't know the whole home life situation. I just know he was a single dad. And this child was so violent in school that he went at a teacher, threw a desk at the teacher.
Right.
Over something. But it's like, why do kids, I mean, wow. Threw a desk at a teacher.
Well, you know, that's the day and age that we're living in now. And it all comes down to the parents. By the way, before we get more deeper into this, I am in contact with the Freedom Rally. We're going to be doing a creator meetup, a roundup, and stuff like that. But we'll get more information on that later. But go ahead again. Get into our conversation. I have to give a shout like that.
But it was surprising because Corey came home and he was telling me about it, how they were in one of the classrooms and the teacher said something, and I just guess whatever the teacher said set the kid off.
It triggers him.
You know, it was a trigger, and he started yelling and just stood up, picked up his desk, and chucked it at the teacher. Luckily, the teacher did not get hurt, and no one got hurt.
Mm.
But, you know, there's a lot of times, like, situations like that where the teachers, you know, they can't, you know, grab the kids and, like, you know, hold on, you know, like, stop them from what they're doing, because then, you know, we're talking lawsuits happen.
Do you think the family unit's ever going to come back as a whole? Because the divorce rates in this country is over 50%. So out of 10 couples that might get married today,
at least 5 will get divorced.
5's going to get divorced in the future. Mm. Where do you think that divorce rate ever get lower? Do you think the family unit's going to stick together? I don't think so. I don't think so. Not with this new generation.
With the new generation? God, I think it might get worse.
It might. But I do hate a guy that just gives up on the kids. I can't see any reason to. Do you?
I see absolutely no reason, because whatever's going on with mom and dad should not affect their relationship with the kids, in my opinion.
No, it shouldn't, but the guy,
but if he
most of the time, lets it happen.
And they just say, yeah, I'm over it. What, maybe they don't want to be a dad anymore?
I truly believe a kid, especially a boy, a boy cannot be taught how to be a man by a woman. It can't happen. It's not going to happen. Because a woman don't know some of the stuff in this world that men have to deal with. So I don't believe they can raise a man. I just don't. And that's where you have the breakdown with these kids getting into the attitudes like they do.
No, I think I did pretty good with our kid.
You know what? You act like I wasn't around. Get out of here.
You were here, just not in the beginning. But you were here, and you've done a lot. I ain't gonna lie. You've done a lot. But I think there's some women out there that are strong enough to raise a son. Why do you think not? Because they don't get the, I don't know, street smarts, the knowledge.
They don't get reality of what this world's all about. They don't. This world's tough. This world is going to kick you in the ass, and women are more emotional. They really are.
We are. I ain't going to lie there. We are. It's a chick thing. Which was one of my mistakes raising the kids. We're more trying to be their friend than their parent.
You screwed a lot of shit up with that.
I mean, that I ain't gonna lie. I like to be my kid's friend and their parent.
And it don't work out that way.
Sometimes it just doesn't work out.
And that's why I'm the evil one.
Yeah, because
I don't believe in that.
I never really had to discipline them, but they weren't the really bad kids. Every once in a while.
Anyway, we're going to go into our first music break. What do we got coming up after we get out of this music break?
Oh, we got Cards of Humanity.
Cards of Humanity is going to be coming up later on in the show.
And how to turn on a guy without touching him.
Only China Doll would think of a topic like that. Yo!
Reaching back into the golden vault of solid gold raw.
La, 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 la.
WMMR DB Rockford. Don't forget, this Saturday is J-Man's and Gray Star's debut on Independent Riders.
And Bedlam agreed to join.
Bedlam's going to be in with us. Holy cow, that's going to be a fun one. We're going to be talking about independent-related biker stuff, no club stuff. It's going to be a fun new show. Independent Riders is what we're going to call it. Saturday, 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. Rock on. The winter schedule is getting booked up. Mm-hmm. We're going to get moving on that.
You're going to be busier.
Busier, yes, we're going to be busier. Anyway, what do we got coming now from the devious brain of the China Doll? Anytime I ask her to do a damn freaking find me a topic, it has to revolve around this.
Well, look what happens when it doesn't. You told me not to have it revolve around sex, so yesterday I had a topic about farting.
I stand corrected. Yes, I stand corrected.
I didn't talk about sex. They all turned it into a sex thing. It wasn't me.
Something about Donna eating ass. I know. It came out to Donna eating ass and liking it.
And Gray Star saying he'd try anything once. I don't know what the hell happened yesterday.
Only an audience can turn a fart topic into that. I still think that's weird. Donna likes eating ass. But anyway, maybe she likes rim jobs. I don't know.
You can pick on her and she's not even here. Stop defend herself. You're terrible.
What do we got?
All right. So...
so this is going out to you women out there that, you know, don't know how to turn on a man, and maybe China Doll should listen to her. So.
And the guys can also give their input on whether they agree that they would enjoy something like that, or if they would be like, psh, whatever. Which you would be like, psh, whatever. How about women, when you're out and about, make the first move. Why has the guy always got to make the first move?
I have to agree with that. Women never make the first move. It's kind of like you. Anyway.
What do you mean it's like me?
It's like you. You don't make the first move. And you wonder sometimes with our relationship, it's like boring.
Well, what the hell? I make a move and you tell me you're busy. Don't lie to these people. I'll walk in here in a towel, and you'll be like, I'm working.
You just took a bath.
Exactly. Hello.
What do I got to...
The punani's clean.
Now it's called punani.
I don't know. I heard it on TikTok yesterday. I kind of like the word.
So Cooter is out, and Punani's in.
Punani.
Whatever.
The Puntang? Pink taco?
Why is it you women don't make the first move?
I don't know. Because I think a lot of women are used to the fact for the guy to make the first move.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, even if you're not dating and you're out like at a club or at a bar and you see someone you're interested in, the women will usually hang back and wait for the guy to approach them. Well, you know, you hang back too far, it might not happen.
Well, this is very true.
So, I mean, if you're out and you're interested, girl, go up and talk to the dude.
That's just like marriage. Why does the man always have to ask?
Ask what?
You want to marry me? Why does a man have to do it? Why can't... You know what? Women want equal rights in a relationship.
I know a few women
that they should have to do it.
I know a few women that have asked. I know a few women that's asked. And guess what the guy said? No, because I'm supposed to ask. I mean, that happens.
Yeah, it happens. I have, you know, sometimes, but not the, you know, most of the time it doesn't.
No, very true, very true, very true.
That's just like a woman. Why don't a woman just drop to her knees, open her mouth? That's a good way to make
enter
her first
here.
Move.
No.
I should make a meme of that.
What?
Of you saying, enter here.
Which hole am I entering? Or which hole is getting entered? No freaking China Doll memes. Come on now. No. That's sad.
That's a sad state of affairs.
That'd be scary. A China Doll meme. No. How about eye contact?
What about it?
How? It's a turn on.
It is a turn on, yeah.
You know, I mean, do you want to be talking to somebody and they just, like, not be looking you in the eye?
I hate people that do that.
They look, like, when you're
talking. They look behind you. They look to the side.
They look past you.
That's something that don't even have to do with turn on. That's everyday life.
Guys, the eyes are up here, not down here.
Not on the boobies?
Not the boobies.
We've been trained since a young age to look at the boobies.
Stare right at the titties.
Look at the boobies.
Look at the titties. No, the eyes are up here. Up here.
Mm-hmm.
Up here. Look in the eyes.
Look in the eyes.
Look in the eyes.
Do you ever catch guys just looking at the tits?
I catch guys looking even lower. Let's see if she got some camel toe.
Let's see. Yeah. I really believe that a lot of women don't wear panties because they want their camel toe to show.
It'll show even with panties. It just shows better without.
Am I right or wrong, though?
Well, if I...
You see all these young broads now with the big asses.
And they wear...
Wanting to show the
taco.
They wear them
leggings, you know, the stretch pants.
Right.
Yoga pants, whatever these people are calling them nowadays. And they don't wear panties. Because then all you see is the
camel toe.
It just rides right up that thing. You pull them up and it goes... It's like your pants eat your...
I kind of... You know what? I kind of like that they're doing that. And the reason being is... You can see how used that thing's been.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
You can. You can see if they're going to be a tunnel or not.
Yeah, well... Yeah, I mean, the bigger the lips. Sorry.
They're swollen.
The bigger the
they've
lips.
They've been pounded.
I don't know, makes you wonder.
Yes, they've been pounded.
It just does. Makes you wonder.
So some women shouldn't be wearing them type of things to show their camel toe.
Oh, there's a lot of women that totally should not be wearing them yoga pants, stretch pants,
especially the 500 pounders, man. I get save the whales, but damn.
Don't go there.
That's like, boom! It's like, damn, man. It's like that meme I put up the other day, man, where the dude was looking inside the freaking cooter, and it was all wide and used, and he was like, he had a disgusted look on his face.
Yeah, and you tagged me in that. Fuck. That ain't mine.
Yeah, you don't want to have a meme war with me, do you?
No. That's why
everybody says I overstepped.
You did. Throw my phone down. I'm like, I'm done. Freaking done. Morbic's another one. Dark Soul. And then Graystar. My God, y'all. No. I can't. If I'm going against these guys with memes and yourself, there needs to be more chicks in there throwing these stupid GIFs or whatever in there because I cannot do it alone. I just end up throwing my phone going, I'm done.
Well, Donna's out there eating ass, man. What do you want to do? You can't disturb her. She out there eating ass, man. She's rim jobbing it.
Okay, on that note, another thing.
Eye contact with a woman giving a blowjob is great.
Eye contact with a man getting laid is great.
I bet.
Wouldn't know.
Hashtag B&G, baby.
How about women that wear red?
What is... don't turn me on if it's
red. You know,
red.
They say if a woman wears red, especially red lipstick, then it makes the blood pressure and the man's blood pressure and pulse rate go higher.
I don't know.
I don't know.
Red lipstick, maybe, but what, a red outfit? Is
yeah, like
a
red dress
about?
Or, you know... Yeah, like a red dress. Like a red tight dress. Sorry.
But some
I
women
envisioned that just now, sorry.
Some women can't pull off a tight dress.
Some women can't pull off red, but... I mean, I don't... redheads wearing red.
That brings me back to the 500-pound species of women. How the hell are you going to wear that kind of tight-ass thing when you know damn well I'm going to have to get you wet, throw some freaking, you know... powder on your ass so I had to find the hole. But here you are wearing a fucking tight ass dress. The fuck is wrong with you? Seriously, what's fucking wrong with you?
Okay, well, should we skip that now?
I gotta get the flower. You know how much flower they probably have invested if she's married to some dude's married to a 500-pound whale?
I don't know.
I'd have to roller, man.
Dude, you're so mean.
I'm just being honest.
How about some of the old school... Shut up, I'm just leaving that alone now. How about some of the old school things when you walk into a bar and you see some chick see, like, checking you out? The flipping of the hair. The winking.
Oh, that's a wise tale.
That's all old school, but I
that's
bet you...
That's a wise tale.
I bet you it still works.
So women flipping their hair is a sign that they like you.
Well, if they're looking at you and they flip their hair and they give a little wink...
Mm-hmm. Well, the wink's gonna tell you, but the flipping of the hair, I never understood.
Eh, they do it. Yeah, I watch it happen at the bars. And they do it. I don't have any, but, you know.
My goodness gracious with women. You guys are... Me, I'll just walk up to somebody. Me, I'm not afraid to talk. But a lot of men are, I have to admit, that they're chicken shits. They don't want to walk up to the other, you know, female species and get a conversation going.
That's because women need to just start stepping up and doing it themselves.
And they wonder why they sit in the corner at the bar.
Who? The women or the dudes?
Women.
No,
and
you should
leave. By the time they leave, they have nobody there. They don't leave with anybody.
No.
Why are you saying no?
Because a lot of times, when I go out to the bar, there's always the guy sitting in the corner by himself.
Well, this is true. That's because they probably fugly, man. They can't get their game going.
Most likely.
I'm serious. They probably can't get the game going.
Y'all got good game.
It kind of reminds me of, man, like you were in high school and stuff, and you always had them few people that would sit in the corner and wouldn't fucking dance.
Oh, at like the dances?
It was funny as shit. I was, you know what? Then, you know, I walk in like, you ain't getting laid.
Serious. They were all flowers.
Right. And you know what's even funnier was the nerds that were women. Because you know them bitches were wild. They might have been hiding it. Well, I'm a nerdy kind of... No, them bitches probably turn into either... Rock, rawr. They probably kill your ass.
What the hell was that?
Yeah.
What the hell was that?
I guarantee a nerdy girl would let loose. You know it to be true. You know it to be true.
No, I wasn't the nerdy girl.
I'm just saying, you knew the nerds in school. And them broads, they might have had their
nerds.
Glasses, their hair all tied up, but I guarantee they were freaky. Guaranteed. They were hoes.
They were hoes?
Yes, they were hoes.
They were hoes?
But the flipping in the hair, I don't get. I really don't. That's not a turn on.
I think so.
It's more of, what, you got fleas or something?
Oh my God, you're awful.
That's what it reminds me of.
You're awful. You're awful. Okay, now for those that are actually in a relationship, how about these little things like, and this is for guys and girls, when they're doing something and you come up behind them and you just wrap your arms around them. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What?
Mm-hmm. What?
Me, it's like, get the fuck away, man.
Yeah, I know. This is why I'm thinking, you know, thinking out loud.
You're sitting here wishing.
Giving hints, man.
I'm not good at catching hints with you.
Well, duh. Now I'm making them plain obvious.
Plain obvious that,
like, if I'm in the kitchen and I'm doing dishes and you walk past, you know, hello, come up behind me, put your arms, no, you know, no.
Uh-huh.
No. Little huggy, little kissy on the back of the neck, I don't know. No.
Yeah, but that's trying to get you.
Well, I would, I've come in the studio while you're sitting in the chair and pushed you back and sat on your lap. And then you're like, I'm really busy.
I just thought you were tired.
No, I'm not.
That you needed a seat.
I'm not tired. If I needed a seat, my chair is right over here. Or I'll come in and push you back and sit on your lap and go, you want to see my TikToks? What?
there's no time to waste. Baby, try to let go. There's nothing so strong, can't break your heart. Sometimes high, sometimes low. And you only, 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 only when you say easy come, easy go. This won't break my heart. Don't you know I say it? Sometimes high, sometimes low. Easy come, easy go.
Get your nastiness ready. Oh yeah, Cards Against Humanity time. We got some questions coming from the China doll. We'll see exactly what she has with that dirty ass mind of hers. What do we got?
Well, I already know where all the guys are gonna go with this first question. Are you ready? Here we go. Name an activity that requires using your lips.
Name of activity that requires you to use your lips. Talking.
Really? You're the only one that's not going to go where it's going to go.
Talking.
You're full of shit. That is not the
first
thing.
Were you hoping that I would say eat the cooter out?
No. I knew no.
Well, what activity is it?
Well, I was hoping you'd do it, not actually say it. No, I was waiting for you to like, suck my dick.
Well, in that case, yeah, suck the dick. You got to get on your knees. Drop a load.
My answer would be kissing.
Kissing? No, that I don't like kissing.
No, no. That's why I said it.
Yeah, you know, kissing. What is it with you with kissing?
It's hot.
You consider that hot?
It is. If they kiss right, yeah. I mean,
you were know. You in high school and you ever had one of them guys that just licked your face? I've heard of them.
Dude,
horror stories.
I had a guy who just like went down south and just like like licked it, and I'm like, what the fuck are you doing? Go away. It's done.
Really?
We're done. Yeah. They would just lick straight up like they're, I don't know.
Like a lollipop.
Like licking a popsicle or something. It's like, what the fuck? What is that?
High school people ain't that good.
Well, that wasn't in high school.
Ouch.
I didn't do that stuff in high school. I was the hand job queen.
You were a prude.
I was.
And now you're like wet.
Now I'm a hoe.
Now you are a hoe. Playing the trumpet. Eat my banana. I don't know about you eating bananas, Donna. I thought you liked rim jobs.
Donna, no.
Drinking beer.
Donna.
Sucking a ball, a golf ball, through the straw. Pussy, kissing, eating, talking. Well, you could say fucking. Technically, she is using her lips. Unless you're one of them 500-pounders, you know, that has a wide-open freaking cooter. Yeah, I guess you could say that. I still can't believe, man, they do that stuff. They wear them tight-ass things so they just see the camel toe.
Well, and it's not just the camel toe, man. It goes right up the butt crack.
You know what? I have to say, I don't understand, and I don't think I ever will, with these women who let their asses get so damn big that if they'd had a Harlem on a semi, they'd have to make two trips.
Or they'd have that big wide load sign.
But then they have this skinny ass freaking stomach.
I had an ass like that.
And big titties. That is not even an hourglass, in my opinion. That's a deformed hourglass. You know what I'm talking about. You ever seen them?
All the time at work.
It's like, what the fuck happened to you? What, did they give you freaking Botox in your ass or something?
Some people appreciate.
I guess. Maybe they like colon cleanses.
Just be careful when they back up. Beep, beep. Sorry. I was big once. I can do that.
But really, what is with that?
I don't know.
How did he even get that big ass like that? And then they're skinny.
Like Kim Kardashian?
Yeah, how do they get that big ass?
She's so skinny and she's got this big ass booty.
How does it happen?
It's like, bam! Look at that ass.
Is it they're working out? What do they do?
I don't know how they get their ass so huge and the rest of them's not.
You got a bubbly ass.
I do not. I've got like no ass.
You got a bubbly ass.
I don't know what you're talking about.
And it's a good target for a colon cleanse.
No, thank you.
But these other ones, I don't. And you're right. When you put on them yoga pants, it rides right up in that crack.
Like from front to back.
Hell yeah.
It's like the pants just go. It's sucked in there.
It's unbelievable.
It's like, and the funny part is some of them pull them up so high, it's like below their boobs.
Why did, I don't get it. I don't get
it. It's like, why are you pulling them up that high? They're supposed to go to your waist, not like below your titties.
Right.
I don't know.
Oh my God.
I made you pull your sweatpants up like that one day.
I did an Urkel, man.
You had them pulled up so high, I was dying.
I like having fun. I'll try everything once.
Oh, really?
Not you, but...
Damn.
What's our next one for Cards Against Humanity?
This is going to go somewhere, too.
It always does.
Name a part of the body that gets sweaty.
Name a part of the body that gets sweaty.
Y'all's balls.
It's cooters, man.
No, it's y'all's balls.
Once you guys' cooters get freaking sweaty, you get smelling like that girl that you wanted to do.
Outhouse.
It don't look like you're going to be doing her anytime soon.
No, take a shower. Take a shower.
It's kind of a turnoff, I bet.
Dude, it's a big turnoff, but so is men's sweaty ass balls. Balls are not pretty to look at to begin with, but...
I have to say your armpits.
Ew.
Especially when you get Sasquatch.
Oh, Lord. Here we go.
Which Hollywood cannot stand a Sasquatch,
no,
and she knows it.
And the sad part is, it's never Sasquatch looking. It's like next day stubble, and you're all like, oh, you look like Sasquatch. And it's like, dude, I shave him like twice a fucking day, for fuck's sake.
What's that saying if you have to shave him twice a day?
I should go get him waxed.
You a hairy ass.
I should get him waxed.
Just go get me the wax, and I'll do it.
Yeah, no. No. No.
Why? I can do it.
No.
You can tell me how to do it.
Okay, then can I wax your balls?
You're fucked up and stupid.
Why?
You know what? I'd actually like to go get a Brazilian, because then you get a hand job. Ain't that included?
No.
What do you mean, no?
You really would let some little Oriental chick wax your balls?
Hell yeah, I would, as long as she's banging on the cock afterwards.
Well, you better find that special place, because not any of the ones around here will do that.
Eyelids, they do sweat. That was from Stones.
Yeah, they do.
They do.
Yeah. And then it, of course, drips right in your freaking eyeball!
Exactly. Well, you know, at least the sweat goes in there and not my freaking load. You know, that is kind of funny.
Jesus Christ.
You know what I mean? It happens.
Y'all like blowing your shit in people's eyes? What is wrong with you?
It happens.
That's just terrible.
That gives you pink eye.
No, that's butthole. That's the butthole.
Stop talking about rim jobs, man. That really freaking...
I just like saying the word. Butthole.
Anyway, guys, we're going to go to a song while we are. Get your guesses in. I guess China Doll has a really good dance going on for us today. We're going to see what that is all about. We'll be right back. Get your guesses in right now.
Gotta chill. gypsy soul. I'm a rebel and rogue, and I'm always on the run. With a fire inside, I ain't ever gonna die. I'm a locked and loaded gun. When the match is striking, the gasoline lights, it's only just begun. One thing I learned is you could watch it all burn, but the flame ain't ever done. A fearless heart and a taste for the other side. I was a crazy ass kid, all the shit I did, I'm amazed that I'm still alive. They thought I'd change with a little bit of age, but you know I never will. Takes too much time to walk a straight line. I don't have time to kill. Raise your fist up higher, you fighter. Some call me a renegade, the enemy. Throw your hands up if you feel the same. Oh, living life at the edge. Just say what you wanna say. Walk away. I'll stand tall when there's hell to pay. Ain't no power higher with the outlaws.
And outsiders, that's getting China Doll Prime, baby.
She's hot, she has a great ass little titties, and she's gonna shake that ass for you right now. Catch China Doll's panties and win him autographed if you guess them right. Hit Discord right now with your hands.
Here we go! If you're on the radio, get your ass over here. Damn. Somebody's getting it into her flash dance routine. Damn, she just poured water on her ass. Damn, that was good enough to drop a load in. And that is China Doll, baby, with your morning dance. Rock and roll, man. Great stuff. Great stuff right there. That is the dance. I'll wait for her to come back in here, see if anybody won them panties. Nice and pink, and it's a G-string, my God. You know, that's riding up her ass and shit like that, man. You know, it's them type of women that, you know, is good to see it on. But when you got them 500 pounders, man, you don't want to see them in a G-string. You really don't. That's like a big ass and shit like that. You know, you can't even colon cleanse that shit. So, what do we got, China Dow? What did we, did anybody win the deal here? Did anybody win?
Yes.
Who won?
J-Man, they're pink thongs.
Ah! Now, J-Man, you have a chance to give them away to somebody else if you want to, because your old lady's probably going to kick your ass. So, if you want to give them to somebody else, go ahead and put it in the general chat, and China Dow will take it from there.
They are pink thongs.
Rock and roll, guys. That is the show for today. You guys have a good one. We are out of here. I'm going to get some breakfast from this wet-ass blonde over here.
It's like even more tit-nipply in here. What the hell?
Adios, guys.
Bye.